Big Tobacco was back in court today trying to overturn a federal judge's ruling in a massive racketeering case. The lawsuit has spanned two presidents and now appears to be headed into a third administration. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports on today's oral arguments before the Federal Court of Appeals here in Washington, D.C.
The federal government's racketeering case against cigarette makers dates back to 1999, when Bill Clinton was president.
As everyone knows, our children are targets of a massive media campaign to hook them on cigarettes.
States had just settled their tobacco lawsuits, and during his State of the Union, President Clinton said it was time for the federal government to take on the industry.
You know, the states have been right about this. Taxpayers shouldn't pay for the cost of lung cancer, emphysema, and other smoking-related illnesses. The tobacco company should. So tonight I announce that the Justice Department is preparing a litigation plan to take the tobacco companies to court, and with the funds we recover to strengthen Medicare.
The Justice Department sued and eventually won, although no new money is flowing into federal coffers as a result. In 2006, federal judge Gladys Kessler found that tobacco companies violated civil racketeering laws for illegally profiting from a legal addictive product. Her 1,700-page ruling laid out a 50-year industry conspiracy to deceive the public about the dangers of smoking, to manipulate nicotine levels to hook customers, and to target young people as, quote, replacement smokers. She ordered the firms to stop using labels like light and low tar and to make public statements about the health effects and addictive nature of cigarettes. But she said she had no authority to order damages, even though the government sought $14 billion for a national public education and stop smoking campaign. Both the government and the tobacco industry appealed, landing the case in the D.C. Appeals Court today. Tobacco lawyer Michael Carvin argued the civil case is a grotesque expansion of federal racketeering laws intended to target organized crime. They're trying to turn us into the Gambino family, he said. Carvin said it was not fraud, for example, when the defendant companies disagreed with policymakers about whether cigarettes were addictive. Tobacco executives acknowledged unpleasant withdrawal sensations, but denied that cigarettes were addictive in the way that heroin and cocaine are. It was an absurd semantic debate, Carvin said, not a collective intent to defraud. The judges questioned the Justice Department for reasons to believe the industry's actions were part of a pattern of racketeering. The government's lead attorney in the case, Mark Stern, struggled at first to come up with specific examples. "I'm at a loss," he said at one point, and then cited an R.J. Reynolds executive's claims on television that there was no evidence smoking causes disease. He described how companies moved internal research operations overseas or shut them down completely when the results threatened their business. Stern said, quote, "This is a pattern repeated in so many ways, and at the highest levels, our argument is the top guys knew." Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Washington.